Yeah, so about a year ago, we responded to a request for applications that was jointly put out by Tim Kaine and Mark Warner's office. We knew that our proposal had been accepted into what they would put forward for Congress to consider to put into its budget. But as all things happen in the federal government sphere, it's been working its way through the process. And so last week, the bill that included the $2.9 million request for infrastructure costs towards Jeremiah Community was approved and signed by the president, and we've been notified that we will be able to access that money here very soon, which is very good news because we are closer and closer by the day to getting a approved site plan and being able to start construction on the home for our neighbors. That's been a long time in the making.
Wow, this is good timing then, because with this all coming together, you got to be really excited that just the amount of money will really help jumpstart everything.
Yeah, and we've been fundraising for a long time and are still in the process of locking in some of our major givers. This is the largest gift that has been made to the campaign thus far. Beyond that, I mean, we've raised about $6 million over the course of the last couple of years as we've been talking about this vision. And, you know, we still have about, you know, $7-8 million to go in terms of reaching our initial goal for the first 50 homes and the community center. You know, so much of this process has just been making sure we have enough money to keep moving through the process in an expeditious way. And this certainly helps put us out ahead of things so that we have the money that we need when it's time to start moving dirt.
And the fact that you're talking about site plans and moving dirt is really exciting when you think back of just the long process this has been.
7 years, Ted. It's been 7 years in the making.
7 years. That goes back
from vision to now.
Yeah. No, I can remember it being discussed at Hurt Camp Park in that meeting
That's right.
you had.
That's right. And you know, it's really, I use the analogy of, you know, both the mustard seed and the flywheel, that a lot of times, you know, it takes a mustard seed, somebody being willing to plant that seed and nurture it and water it and grow it. But when the momentum begins to grow, I mean, a mustard seed, despite how small it is, it grows into an enormous tree. You know, same with the flywheel, you inch it along and you move. You know, it's hard to even think you're making any progress. And then when it really begins to move, it begins to move. And I think that's what we're really seeing here, is that a lot of different parts of our community, all the way up to Capitol Hill, are getting behind this project and really helping to make this possible.
So people around here, there still are opportunities and gifts of all sizes, I know, are needed, but still opportunities to get involved.
There are lots of opportunities to get involved. We would be more than happy to sit down with anybody who is interested in getting behind this project and talking about how they can be a part of it. Like I said, we still have about $7-8 million left to raise to reach that initial goal to be able to build the community center in the first 50 homes.
And if you're a person who knows about grants and grant writing and can help with that, I'm sure that if you're a person who knows of, you know, some of these kind of things that are out there that can provide finances for this project, get in touch with Micah.
Absolutely. And there are so many different ways for people to use their gifts of all type in bringing this vision to reality, and also helping to keep it going after it's built. And so we really are collecting people of all different types and gifts and resources right now, and really are eager to have people come alongside us to make this project happen.
This is what it's exciting to see this happen and to see you inching forward and getting what you need, and just seeing people move and decide that, you know, that they want to get involved with the moving of dirt and getting this project built.
Yeah, and I think it was hard for people to even think that we could get permission to build it. And we're long past that at this point. We're in the actual implementation of it. And the really exciting thing is that we have an opportunity to be a community where no one has to sleep outside, and the capacity and the support services that will be included in this vision are really going to be a game changer for our region, and particularly for downtown Fredericksburg, in how we are able to not just move people off the street, but to provide the care and the support that they need that ultimately reflects the compassionate community that we are.